joining me in KRDO's afternoon news studio, none other than the Prince of all things art and culture.
That's a kind title. Thank you, sir.
It's always a treat to have you here. Andy, I got to tell you, it's one of my favorite few minutes of the month. And when we get to talk arts and culture, and man, you got some more cool stuff going on.
There is a lot of great arts and culture, and we really appreciate, Ted, the opportunity to be on the radio with you and share it with your listeners.
Always happy to have you here. And today is all about art and prizes for art. Yes?
Yeah, we have a really unique granting program called Peak Arts Prize. This is the third year. It is actually funded by the Pikes Peak Community Foundation and their Fund for the Arts. And we have already gone through a bulk of the process, which is to narrow it down to 9 finalists, 3 in the large organization category, 3 in the small organization, and 3 in the individual artist category. And beginning next week, on February 26th, they will be live at peakartsprize.org, all those individual finalists. They each have a video that the public can view. And then we're asking the public to cast their vote for a People's Choice Award. And that's going to give an extra $1,000 on top of the prize winners in each category. Any one of those 9 could win $1,000 totally by the vote of you, the voting public.
Very fun. And that's peakartsprize.org.
Exactly, peakartsprize.org.
I'm looking at the site right now, and I love the dollar amounts attached to the grants.
Yeah, so the large organization's winner will get $10,000. The small organization winner will get $7,500. And then the individual artist will get $4,000. So each of these winners then will execute their proposed project some point during this year, and it's all about community engagement. And all 9 of the finalists, you'll see when they go live next week, are really exciting. So any 9 of them could be good winners of the People's Choice Awards. But in addition to that, the winner in each category will get a nice chunk of change to do some great art in our community.
And again, that $1,000 on top of that if they win the People's Choice Award.
Correct. So theoretically, the large organization that wins a $10,000 could get an extra $1,000. Or one of the folks who didn't get the main prizes could win $1,000. So all 9 are in equal contention. We're not going to tell you who won each of the awards until the very end so that that doesn't bias the People's Choice voting. But this is an opportunity really for you, the folks in our community, to feel engaged and to direct resources, real dollars, to these arts organizations or individual artists to help them create art in our community.
So, Andy, can you give us a couple of examples? I don't want to do a spoiler here. Maybe from past years.
From past years, that's probably safer.
What we ought to be expecting to see.
So, first thing to remember is that what you'll be able to look at are videos that each of the finalists have created. They're no more than 3 minutes long, so they're nice and easy to digest. You can look at all 9 of them, or just look at 2 or 3 and then cast your vote. That's up to you. In previous years, we've had individual artists who have done gallery exhibitions. In previous years, we've had musical organizations that have done special collaborations with other non-arts organizations to do their performance. We've had organizations that started up new nonprofits that took this money. There was one group that opened a nonprofit that was going to help people make murals throughout the community. And that didn't exist before this award. The $5,000 they won 2 years ago helped them to get started as a nonprofit. So it's really a great mix, a lot of good diversity, things downtown, things out of town, really a very exciting way to put money into the arts community.
So I'm hearing that it could run the gamut from installations to street art to static art to performance
music,
art to music,
dance, to
dance,
theater,
wow,
poetry. It could be anything. I'm not going to give away what the 9 finalists are. You have to go to peakartsprize.org beginning next Wednesday, the 26th, and then you'll see all of them. You can see winners from the past years if you're interested. But this is your chance to use your voice, use your vote to determine who gets that $1,000 People's Choice Award.
Well, and Andy, I want to say, too, in addition to your regular visit to Afternoon News in March, we're going to spend an hour together on The Extra.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. That'll be, looks like March 23rd, which is the Monday from 9 to 10 a.m. We'll come in here. We'll talk arts. We'll get folks off to a great art start that week. And I really appreciate the opportunity.
I am excited. And as always, I appreciate your visits here to Afternoon News. They are always a treat.
My pleasure, Ted. Enjoy your weekend. Watch out for that snow. And we'll see you again on March 23rd.
Yes, sir. You as well. Thank you so much, Andy.